Auckland University Press presents Jumping Sundays, The Rise and Fall of the Counterculture in Aotearoa New Zealand by Nick Bollinger. Narrated by Nick Bollinger. Prologue. On a Sunday afternoon in the spring of 1969, thousands of people defied Auckland City bylaws and came to party in Albert Park. A rock band played on the rotunda. Some people held hands, some danced alone, some sat under trees with guitars, flutes and bongos and made music of their own. They wore caftans, ponchos and leather-fringed jerkins, floppy hats, headbands, beads and flowers. Poetry and political diatribes were delivered from a podium, improvised from an upturned tea chest. There were bikies, balloons, bubbles, sack races and a lolly scramble, lots of dogs and a pet possum. Someone brought a canoe and paddled it around the fountain until it capsized. As the afternoon wore on, there were joss sticks, skyrockets, and what some will have recognised as the musky smell of marijuana. It wasn't the first gathering of this kind in New Zealand, but it was, up to this point, easily the biggest. Here, on a seemingly vast scale, people who'd been variously labelled as hippies, freaks, weirdies, radicals and dropouts were able to see and celebrate with a great many others who looked and acted a lot like they did. For those watching from the sidelines or looking at newspaper photos in the days that followed, the effect was quite the opposite. The revellers were a strange group whose lives, looks, beliefs and aspirations were evidently not only very different from their own, but also a challenge to post-war New Zealand's social norms. Jumping Sundays, as the weekly Albert Park gatherings became known, had their origins in another park, another Sunday. Just a few blocks away, on the upper slopes of Queen Street, Myers Park was the only public place in Auckland where it was legally permitted to lecture or preach, play musical instruments, dance, or assemble to partake in any of the above. In the late 60s, much of the activity in Myers Park had centred on the war in Vietnam. Protesters waved placards. Speakers decried New Zealand's involvement in the war and its powerful American allies. One group staged a hunger strike in support of an imprisoned protester and stayed in the park for several days. But while opposition to the war was earnest, a distinguishing feature of this new kind of protest was the idea that such causes could and should be fought in a spirit of mischief and fun. Along with politics, there would be songs, dancing, poetry and theatre. For some of the participants, most of whom were in their teens and early 20s, the politics were almost immaterial. Underlying it all was the idea that the world was on the brink of a momentous change, and this was a way to be part of it.